Yo, welcome to the podcast 1XX. We are the Planet Destiny crew, back to bring you guys another podcast. It's been another great week in the world of Destiny, and it's about to be an even better week in the universe of Destiny. We have got our roundtable of hosts here. We've got Mega, who's above me, or to the left of me on you guys' screen.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Story, who's always beneath me for some reason. Why are you always down there?
Because that's where I deserve to be, in the mud, like a
Skype knows. Skype knows.
It understands the hierarchy. And we've got Mr. Bones himself. That guy, over there.
Say hi, Cat.
Oh, he's got a Bones Cat.
Yeah. It's Ray on the podcast. Say hello. She doesn't meow on command. All right, well, I'm here. I'm ready to talk about
You haven't taught your cat to speak on command.
On command.
Disappointing.
Because that's something that's possible. Teaching cats to do anything on command. Yeah, that happens. But right on, welcome back, everybody. We've got another podcast going for you guys. You might notice Miss Fallout Frizzle herself here is not here today. He's a little bit busy. He had a video to work on because he's a fancy guy. Figures, I get invited to Bungie events. I don't need to be on this podcast. I don't need you
beneath
losers.
Beneath me now.
Beneath me. So he's off.
This is like Story and Link.
Things.
This shit is beneath me. Yeah. I don't want it.
Yeah, he's actually above us right now. He's so high up you can't even see him.
Yeah.
But,
he's so high
nailed it.
Of us.
I don't
nailed it.
That's a deep cut. Right?
This is good. I like this cabaret.
Only 90s kids will understand this podcast, guys.
Maybe one day we could bust out into some barbershop quartet kind of business, man, with the four-part harmonies. Imagine that. That would be amazing.
I can see that.
I'm down.
I mean, just let me know, man. We can do that thing. We can do that sort of thing. I can hit the end of the baritone. Ooh. It's like that.
We weirdly do have like a good vocal range.
We got it covered. We got every bar covered.
It's not as silly as I originally thought that would be.
I've got faith. So then, fellas, how's your week in Destiny been?
Good.
Waiting.
I was really trying to think so hard about like what I did this week. I guess a good mix of a lot of things. I did play more Iron Banner Mayhem than I thought I would. Definitely more.
Growth.
That was good. I think it was fun really before, like I went into it the first day thinking like I'm just gonna try to win and get all the kills like I usually do, and then I realized like no. Just doing whatever is not as fun and trying to win, but like thinking of what's the weirdest dumb setup I can think of for my Sunbreaker with Melting Point or Gunslinger with explosions and stuff like that. Like having those silly perk setups was really
the explosions on Gunslinger are not when they group up. Everybody groups up in Mayhem because they feel safe. They're like, we all have supers, we're fine, and then they just clump up, and you're just like, oh, look at that easy double, easy triple. Oh yeah, it's wonderful.
And I mean, can I just say, good God, Gunslingers in Mayhem Iron Banner Clash right now is, oh my goodness, there has not been a single game that I've played. I've gotten two characters like up to rank 3 or 4. Got to get all of them to rank 5 before Tuesday, but like every single game I go into, there's like 4 to 5 gunslingers on the enemy team just bopping everyone from a distance, and it's like, this is what I wanted. I wanted to be one shot from across the map constantly.
It's the real reason that Fallout isn't here. Some of you may have seen he did that video of 6 gunslingers, and Link bodied him for it and just got rid of him, so he's done.
He's currently hiding in a dark room like Professor Claw, like, I'll get you next time, Gadget.
There it is.
And
that was good.
Yeah, I had to do it for you guys because that was too much. There's too many gunslingers. Dial it back. Dial it back just a little bit.
I've never enjoyed Gunslinger up until this week.
This is the week.
I played for days, even many hours after I hit rank 5. I was that guy. I enhanced my inner snake. But I had too much fun with it. Like, just being as aerial as possible. Even playing solo. Literally the first Iron Banner I've played solo and enjoyed, you know. So, yeah, I had lots of fun. Then I switched to a Titan, Sunbreaker. I had some fun on that as well.
Yeah.
Iron Banner, you know, Mayhem Clash. Who'd have thunk it? It was actually
fun.
Yeah.
I think every stream I did this week was titled I Hate Mayhem, and I stick to that. I still do not like Mayhem at all. As I described it on stream many times, it's the ice cream for dinner of Destiny. It's just... it's too much for me. It's just over and over. I can't handle it. As someone who sucks with his supers, I whiff them nonstop in actual matches. And then when it comes to everybody having them all the time, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm doing nothing with this. So I didn't get to really enjoy the hatred of Golden Gun, but I embraced a different kind of hate. And I spent the whole week playing Supremacy because I love Supremacy. And I didn't take the universal remote off of my primary slot the entire week. And it works. Like, I mean, we all know I'm not great, but as a striker with Universal Remote in Supremacy, I was like top of the leaderboard like every single match somehow. I don't know what the hell was happening, but it was an amazing thing. Especially the that glitch, that shoulder charge glitch that's in the game. I was not doing it on purpose, but the natural way that I tried a shotgun, I kept, like, even if I missed my shotgun shot, I kept accidentally triggering that shoulder charge glitch and then hitting them anyway. And
that's some high meta technique. You can get the slide to the shoulder charge, and you can get a slide shotgun shoulder charge, and it's the most satisfying double kill you'll ever get is if you actually blap the first guy, and then behind him you just, like, pop up off the ground and shoulder charge.
So
fun. So I was accidentally looking like I was some sort of scummy cheater who was really good, but no, I was not. To all people out there, if I played you, every time that happened, it was on accident, so I'm sorry.
Just hide to your
thank
mega.
You for the crest. I still lost most of the matches, to be fair. I was still, you know, apparently a bad team player or something, but I got a lot of on the bright side medals this week, which made me feel good.
I mean, yeah, it hasn't really been a bad week for Crucible at all. I can definitely identify with the whole Mayhem Clash and Iron Banner kind of being like having ice cream for dinner. It's something fun to do every now and again. I would not want it to be Iron Banner every single time. That'd be a little bit crazy. But I thought it was really great because, like a lot of people noticed, with Mayhem, you don't need to go into that seriously. You can go in solo like Story did. You said it was the first time you've ever gone into Iron Banner basically solo, right?
No, I've been into Iron Banner many times solo, but this was the first one I enjoyed. I actually liked it.
Enjoyed. So that's a difference. That's a big difference there.
I'm not trying to like blow my own whistle or anything, but in many of the cases, it was carrying the team. Like as a gunslinger, I was like constantly getting top place on the winning team, a few games top place on the losing team. But under Gunslinger, if you play super aggressive and just play really, really fast, it's kind of like it's not that hard to like do really, really well. I think a lot of Gunslingers are getting a lot of hate. It's like, oh man, it's no skill in... You know, it's like, look, man, Gunslinger's
no skill in a super
game
mayhem
mode. This serious.
Fucking no skill class.
I've never really played Gunslinger, though. That's the thing. I've never really played. Nothing really attracted me. Like, yeah, it's got good nades, and the super is super, super good. But I always, when it's Hunters, I gravitate towards Blade, or Trade Dancer, as it's been called at the moment.
Trade Dancer.
I just love Blade Dancer, even though I don't like the super anymore. And Nightstalker, I've never been much of a fan of for PvP, really. So this is what you gravitate towards, and like Gunslinger had some allure this time round, you know, like popping it, being aerial, getting a quick triple, dropping down to the ground again, just constantly throwing grenades all the time. I've got another grenade. And then it's like you get a Jesus nade kill from across the map. Yes.
Yeah.
So I just had loads of fun with it. And don't take it seriously at all. Like every streamer I watched this weekend said, if you're taking this seriously and getting mad, turn off the console.
Stop. Yeah.
Go outside.
Stop. Get some help. Right.
Yeah. Get some help. Stop it. Get some help.
It's literally like the least competitive game mode like that you should ever be getting angry about or overly invested in. It's just silly.
For
silly
me, it was
fun.
The best Iron Banner ever so far. Like, I honestly had so much fun. And then I switched to a Striker Titan and got some pretty mean kill streaks, even though that was a lot harder, obviously, because you got to dodge a lot of golden gun shots.
Nova bombs.
Just draw on that garrison, baby. Just... foop around.
Yeah, Superman.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, ultimately that was the big thing there. This Iron Banner was probably the most inviting Iron Banner we've ever had. I got tons of people messaging me saying they were super happy with it because they're people who don't usually play Iron Banner. Because while Iron Banner is never really what I would consider a competitive game mode, it is more sweaty than normal Crucible usually. And it was a great opportunity for players who may not be great at PvP to just jump in there, play around with nothing but supers. And the Iron Banner is so rewarding right now. I mean, pretty much everything in the game is super rewarding in terms of loot. You can go in there, win, lose, or draw. You get plenty of legendaries. On the few streams I had of Iron Banner this week, there was like a run of six games where everybody in the match got a legendary, like just back to back to back to back to back. So it's great for people who don't want to go in there and take it seriously, because who takes Mayhem seriously? You shouldn't. You just go in there and have fun, or
bro,
go in there
Elo.
And be a jerk.
My Elo.
Do you know what? Bro. Do you know what I found though? Contrary to like the situation, I guess, but like if you want to practice sniping or using a special weapon that you might not feel too comfortable with, it's hard, but like because there's a constant supply of ammo all the time. That's, I mean, true. Sixes, it does kind of spawn quite regularly anyway. Like I find myself sniping loads now, and it's quite effective. You know, you've just got to have the confidence and the patience to kind of like use a sniper rifle, because it's Mayhem, it's really, really hectic.
Yeah.
But I got some really nice snipes and stuff just by having the confidence to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So as well as like practicing my supers, like I'm rubbish with Death from Above on a Striker Titan. I'm terrible with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really effective. I'd say it's probably the one to master most with a Striker Titan, isn't it? Unless you're on a map that's got lots of low ceilings and things like that. So I just went ham and tried to get my head around the whole Death from Above thing. So there's like assets that Mayhem has that can really help you, like for getting better with bits and pieces.
Yeah. I was talking a couple weeks ago about how I messed up my golden gun aim by not doing it for a while, and I had to switch to the perk that gives you more accuracy, and I was just like, I feel like I shouldn't have to use this one that just helps me
makes
aim
you feel
it.
Dirty.
You put it on. Just like, weren't you good at some point that you could use the explosive one or something? But yeah, I mean, you can use, it doesn't even matter at that point. I think obviously it's easy to tell why Golden Gun and Sunbreakers exceed in Mayhem, but if you're trying to practice using the super, you will only get constant moments where you need to hit that Night Stalker tether a little closer in the ground in front of you, because you need to time that better while he's pushing you, or you need to get your hammer throws down because you're kind of throwing them wild and they're just blowing up and you're not really making them count.
Yeah,
I think that works for all supers. I was using Blade Dance. I actually decided that after Mayhem, I'm going to commit to becoming a Invis Blade Dancer tryhard. That's gonna be my new. That's gonna be my new setup. So I went and got the Kepri Sting, leveled him up, and then went into Mayhem with Blade Dancer, and was just like, I'm going all invis, and like I did pretty well. Like it actually works if you just try really hard to be a weirdo who uses invis a lot. But yeah, that's the future of Bones in the Crucible, at least for the rest of D2. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah,
you're not alone. I saw a lot of people running around with the Invis Blade Dancer setup this week, and it really caught me by surprise. I was like, "What are you?
Yeah,
you do that?"
I had a couple blades like really eat me up on dungeons and there's this couple smaller maps where it's just like, oh, that's brutal because I can't see you when you come around a corner. So Blade was doing all right.
Did you see Just Jason's video on his Night Stalker setup that was attracting a little bit of attention for Mayhem Clash this week?
Oh, Lord.
Invisi grenades, uni remote.
Oh, yes.
That's so funny. Like, throwing the grenade
at his
feet.
That's my Inferno build.
Yeah, like, throwing grenade at his feet, running around, just racking up the kills. It looked like a lot of fun, actually. I need to try that out before Mayhem finishes. I haven't had a chance to give it a go. But, yeah, like, invisible grenades, chuck them at your feet and run around.
That's brilliant.
And get right up in people's faces with a uni remote. Double shotgun, you know, or uni remote. You know, I was reading some of the comments on his video. It was like, this is disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds exactly what Fallout was getting. Now, there were people legitimately mad at Fallout for that video where he was just rolling through Mayhem Iron Banner with a squad of six gunslingers. Just cue the Antonio Banderas gif.
We need to plan a Destiny version of all of us. Ooh. Wait, all right. Everyone at the same time. Everyone do this so we can get a screenshot and someone will piece all right. together all four.
There we go.
Ready? Chat, you're on it. Okay.
What is it?
All right, go to work.
All right, there it is.
Crop it out, get those names, get it in a nice pretty square.
Do your thing, internet. Get to work.
I want to say
I just requested a meme. I hope it works.
Yeah, that usually works. I want to say about Mayhem, it did allow me to pull off one of my dream moves in Destiny, finally, which is, what's the name of the map that has the giant man cannons and the teleporters
Crossroads.
On like, the little island?
Yeah. Yes, Crossroads. Yeah.
I finally got to do a blind fist into one of the portals and get a double kill. Just going in. I waited till Heavy was about to spawn and put on the thing that shoots your shockwave forward as a striker and then just blasted in. It just shoots right straight at the Heavy and wipes them all out that are waiting there to grab it. It was
beautiful.
A beautiful feeling. Is all
beautiful.
That's
amazing.
Can I, speaking of that map in particular, something that's apparently a thing that I had no idea about, but again, thanks Fallout Frizzle for teaching me this, a real dick move is to go through those portals and then just toss, like, trip mine grenades all on the portal, because as soon as someone comes out, it triggers them and they immediately die.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there was a brilliant section of Fallout's vid that was just dedicated to that, and it was...
Ooh, that's wonderful.
When the trip mine hits just right.
That's right.
That's my favorite map for Golden Gun, too, because it's like shooting skeet when people try to launch through the main cannons. You just wait and just pop them out of the air.
It's Duck Hunt. Destiny Duck Hunt.
I played that game on a private match where we did elimination just to see like what would trials feel like. And like I could see everyone losing their minds, but everyone loses their mind about every map, so I don't know if it would matter. It's a really, really interesting game when... you've got to be last man standing or there's one other person, but you can just duck into one of the portals and be on the other side and like really, really think. I think it would work. I hope when they do, if it's 2 weeks to go before Destiny 2 and they haven't used that map, throw it on there just for old time's sake. But I thought it was so weird and fun that
Pictured the classic Scooby-Doo like hallway chase scene when he said that. Like, you duck in and they're just running through
filing
different
cabinets.
Like, what is going on?
I mean, running into each other and they run back the other way.
Yeah, that would be like one of the few maps where really you'd be able to competently flank people. You could actually pull off surprise flanks with the teleports there, since you know you don't show up on the radar until you hit that teleport.
Mm-hmm. Well, my guess is that a lot of people haven't played that map without the sort of randomness of Rumble or 6v6. So it's actually interesting because of the portals on B over there are really close together. So if you know that the guys are over by the A side or whatever, you can actually, like if you're thinking straight, you can run in through one portal and run to the other one immediately and cut across the side of that map without taking that direct route across. So yeah, it actually does allow for some really interesting, weird plays because you can't exactly... you know, set up and say, all right, I'm going to cover and they have to come from this direction. They could choose a lot of routes. So it made for some goofy, interesting rounds.
I think now I want it to happen.
I think it's it could be well be one of the most popular Iron Banners so far, because like I had another really odd occurrence with it, and that's matchmaking. It's really quick. It's really easy. And there's actually been minimal lag for an Iron Banner. I'm like, is this really Iron Banner?
Like, yeah.
What is going on?
I shot
That's
that.
The one true tradition of it.
Yeah, that
red bars.
That guy died quickly in Iron Banner. I got a triple. I got a 10-piece. You know, like without them tanking things, this is great. You know, I'd like to see the stats for it because I have a suspicion that it's probably, you know, one of the most popular Iron Banners yet. And Trials matchmaking was a lot longer this weekend as well. Because I presume most folk are like, screw trials, I'm playing me some Golden Gun and I'm better, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think it was a great idea and I hope that kind of stuff, we're definitely going to see it at least once more, maybe before D2.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not, man?
Yeah, man.
Speaking of Destiny 2, guys, I know we talked about it and I don't want to, I'm just a little excited, but literally 5 minutes ago on my inbox, I got another email confirmation. They're sending them out. with all the info for the event. So check your boxes. But I'm very excited, and I don't even know if there's anything new to talk about Destiny 2.
Opens up Gmail.
it's going to be
emails immediately.
It's going to be a long day. I'm really looking forward to it. But there is new stuff. I don't think this happened since last week. Mm-hmm. Did we talk about all of these little animals,
the pet symbols,
showing up on GameStop?
Hunters or snakes or snakes,
the lions and tigers and bears. Yeah. Oh my, you know.
Oh my.
See, I thought everyone was on the same page with me because I had one theory about it, and then I ended up talking to a bunch of people and realizing everyone had felt like a bunch of different ideas. In my head, they're subclasses. And I'm going with that until I find out I'm wrong on Thursday.
I assume that it's going to be like the Power Rangers movie where they get the powers of the different animals when they train with the one lady. That's what it seems
frog.
Like.
Yeah. Yes. I just want a Titan when the Titan rips his super, you press those both buttons and you just hear like a lion roar.
Oh,
you see out of fire, like the shape of a lion shines for a second and then you charge forward. I don't even know. The Reinhardt charge, that's what it is. You just fly forward.
Yeah. Wasn't the hunters one a symbol of a snake? I mean, what's that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just going to go.
The sound of it.
Is
someone
arcade
is someone
when
frying
you do it,
an
it's
egg?
Actually going to say the word super, but with that really long S sound on it.
Super kill.
There's like a tough, cool snake sound, right? Like, isn't there like a sound of like a snap, like when a snake strikes?
Oh,
there's kind of like
know.
A.
No, it's
going to
do like a cobra's rattle. It's just going to sound like a baby running around.
I mean, I think the only eagle cry. Snake sound I can think of is kept you waiting, huh? That's the only tough snake sound I can think of. I would appreciate it if that happened every time a hunter popped a super in Destiny 2. I would take that. What was the third one? What was Warlock's?
Hawk
bird,
or,
right?
Or eagle.
Yeah, it's like
some sort of falcon, bird of prey. That's right.
If anything, I figured the hunter would have been a bird of prey, you know?
Well, maybe it makes sense because Sunsingers have the wings and they're kind of based off of Phoenix.
Yeah,
that's true.
I see it. Yeah, it's definitely not like as inherently obvious. I feel like Lion, Titan, big and loud, Hunters, sneaky.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I guess snakes are sneaky. I don't know if I've ever described them as such, but they've got a sting to them. They're wise. They can fly. Maybe warlocks can permanently fly.
I mean, we've got angel
around.
Of life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we're going to find out in 3 days. I mean, according to my clock, but it's roughly 3 days, isn't it?
Roughly.
Going to see what it looks like, what it smells like, what it tastes like.
I'm more excited to do all those things in relation to Bones. I'm going to see what he looks like, what he smells like, what he tastes like, all these things.
Yeah, you might need to watch out. Mega's known to lick.
Yes,
I'm ready.
Down like an ice cream. Oh dear! I want pictures all over Twitter. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh
yeah,
I'll be posting a lot.
Yeah, me it's happening now. There's no way I can't lick Bones at some point. Be prepared, buddy.
I feel like you're gonna make that joke at the beginning of the day, and I'll be like, haha, yeah, I totally remember that joke. And then it'll be like 3 p.m, and I'll just be standing there, like, I don't know, talking to someone, like, hey, yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh, dude,
Bones
you
is
see
talking
that?
To
yeah.
Deej
and then
in the middle
out
of an
of
intense
nowhere.
Business conversation,
flying across the room, arms back, tongue extended, and just in the face, and they'll be like. Slow-mo, and it'll just be like, no, and you'll get me, and then Deej will, watch in horror as it happens. And then I'll just be like, well, I'm gonna go now.
It's a brotherly love, you know?
Bones has got on film.
It's a brotherly love.
But yeah, this is gonna be a huge week, man. This is the week where we finally get to see what the sequel to this game we've been playing for nearly 3 years is gonna look like.
Mm-hmm.
And
boy.
Play like, because you guys are gonna be there with hands-on, and oh my gosh, I can't wait, man. I really can't wait. We're just a few days away, and I can't believe time has gone by this quickly. But what are you guys looking forward to seeing there, to doing?
Well, other than licking Bones, like I just said.
Right. Of course.
I'm the number one thing.
I'm looking forward to seeing Fallout try to use his Cronus Max to hook up his Xbox controller because he's too much of a baby to use a PlayStation controller for this event. Because I've already yelled at him because he said, "Yeah, I think I'm going to try to bring it." I'm like, "You piece of shit!
Bring in the scuffs, man! Bring in the scuffs! We need the paddles."
Oh yeah, can't play without them for just one. I gotta know how it's gonna feel.
I gotta know if I can Titan Skate. All right, this is research.
That's super important.
Oh, this is a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm not excited for. I can't pin down a thing that I'm most excited for. Like, it's just I get to see people that I haven't gotten to meet yet, like Bones and Fallout in person. I get to play this game that is going to be shaping a lot of our lives for a very long time. Yeah
absolutely. Like,
it's pretty crazy. This whole thing. I don't know, man.
It's going to be shown on PC. This is something that gives me faith in the PC port. The fact that they're actually going to be showing it, you know, because that breaks the chain. The usual chain is like, oh, there's a PC version.
No, don't worry about it. It's great. It's coming along. You'll see it when it's out.
So they're actually showcasing it. So I'm literally dying to have a look at that and see what that's all about.
I think it's possibly. It's interesting the way you point that out, is that like, hey, typically it's what we expect, and like, boy, if this could be like a nice shift in the sort of gaming industry, that would be really nice. And I think it would be nice for Bungie to really pull that off. And I'm like really rooting for them in that instance, because I feel like, we've been on the next gen consoles. I don't know if they're still calling them that anymore, but Destiny 1 came out. It was for PS3, Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. We had a couple years of next-gen games being rushed or subpar or just downright bombing. It was kind of weird. We have micromanaged or microtransactions in a certain thing. And I feel like the world has kind of shifted. And we've got, live events. Like, how smart has Overwatch and Destiny been to do live events that don't totally cut off a portion of the community or player base, at least not every single event. And we've got releases where a game comes out and it's a good game, and it's not like day one patch, but it's still not good enough. And you know, and there's been some misses even recently and stuff, but I want a game that is free of all that sort of baggage that comes along with being a game that came out in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
To not have all of those sort of issues. And I feel like the gaming industry is probably has some good things going, so I'm just looking forward to seeing a game that feels fresh, clean. It's like they went into the room, they emptied everything, they cleaned all the corners, they scrubbed the floors, and then they built something nice in there, as opposed to just throwing stuff on top of it. So I think that's what I'm just it's too general to say that's what I'm most looking forward to, but I think it is.
You've got a real point, because the original Destiny was developed for those older platforms. It was developed with them in mind. Sure, they were ported to the then next gen, now current gen consoles, which are more powerful and capable of more. But that development on PS3 and Xbox 360, that really limited Destiny as a game. And to have this game be built from the ground up for the current architecture that we have and for PC and all that kind of stuff, it really means the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. And I think, Story, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think we've even mentioned that in previous weeks.
Yeah.
The fact that they're willing to show off Destiny 2 at this event, at whatever's going on this Thursday, means that they have a confidence in it.
Yeah.
They have a confidence in it that it's going to be a good port. It's going to be a good showing, which is absolutely needed in like the PC, especially PC first-person shooter gaming space right now.
Yeah.
And it makes me so excited, because I want to see how this game is going to play. I want to see what Destiny 2, or 2 is going to bring.
Yeah.
And, there's too much to be excited about. There's no reason not to be psyched right now.
I would be like, in a sense, kind of proud if Bungie would be the first developer to break the chain of horrendous PC ports, because that we've had so many of them. You know, like 3 years ago, three and a bit years ago, I was pretty much a dedicated PC gamer, and most PC gamers have this kind of problem, especially for the FPS genre. You know, you're looking at every new release, you're really excited about it, and then, you know, the moment that you've you've loaded up and you start playing, you're disappointed because immediately you're waiting for that first patch to make this port playable. And that patch could be a month away, it could be 2 months away. And by then, the steam has lost, the drive has gone, the motivation's gone, and you just feel robbed again. So if Bungie are going to be the first folks to like break that chain, then I'm going to be super proud, because like Destiny is, for me, like one of the best games that's come along for a long, long time. You know, still playing it now, still loving it now. I mean, everyone has their periods where they're like, ah, I need a break. Give me something else. Quick. Give me something else. I'll play Solitaire. You know, I'll play.
Getting that Minesweeper meta.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just whip out Chip's Challenge. This is optimized for PC gameplay.
I'll throw playing cards in a bucket for 10 hours. Just give me a break. You know, so, but it's definitely one of the biggest games that's been released. And if it smashes that mold of terrible PC ports, I'm going to be a very happy man. But I'm still going to there's like a part of me it's like a little satanic demon that's like, no, don't get your hopes up. It's going to be terrible again. You're going to feel robbed. And I'm like, shut up. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Please. Oh, and then I take meds and go back into the rubber room, you know.
The happy place.
You know.
Anytime Story's not on camera or not recording his voice for a video or podcast, he disappears into a room of just white walls. It's completely blank.
It's very soft.
And he doesn't do anything.
There's Enya playing in the background, and there's a little letterbox that somebody kindly pushes my dinner through, you know.
And then it's time for more Destiny, and he gets out of the room.
Yeah,
and
goes back.
Waiting for the next video, yeah.
Just hums quietly to himself and waits. He's called upon.
But we find out, man. It is literally, it's come around quickly. It was like three months ago that we were like, God damn it! God damn it, that's so long. And now it's 3 days. So like, the hype is
I'm
real.
I'm looking at the email that Bones mentioned previously earlier. I'm just reading the very last part. I am sad to say that it does confirm that there, for at least my level of invite, it says there will be no gameplay capture and to not bring your laptop or storage device. And it says you're welcome and encouraged to share your experiences, but do not focus on screens that depict gameplay when you're blogging or taking pictures.
Yeah.
Stuff. So
it's,
I can work with that.
So we're going to be basically dissecting only what Bungie gives us.
Yeah.
For months in video form, right?
There's two invites. One invite that was like VIP, access all areas, and you can record gameplay. Yeah. And then another invite that basically allows you to sit in lovely seats and watch the premiere
and watch the
event.
Gameplay.
You know, that's what the... there's going to be far more people filling those kind of seats than they are for the VIP one, so...
Naturally. Yeah, so I'm curious.
I think it makes sense, because like, what are you going to do? Walk up to a little booth with a screen and then there's a controller and then like, hey, can I get around there and plug an HDMI cable in?
At Gamescom, I did a little tour around the Rise of Iron booth that they had, and I can't say that it was small, but they had like an area where you had the the classic couch system for the stream, the live events and stuff that they were streaming on Twitch. And then next to that, there was like a big fat pane of glass separating, like, it looked like a small lab with like four rows of monitors and consoles and lovely Astro headsets, two rows of which had laptops plugged in with Elgato capture devices. And then the other two rows just had Elgato capture devices. So if you were without laptop, you could go and use their stuff. And then if you had your own laptop, you could plug it in. It was really nicely set out. You know, it was like really, you know, cutting edge kind of stuff. So I guess they'll have a similar thing, but much larger for this event.
Yeah. And it makes sense with how many people are invited. And not to say that there's a lot, I don't really know the total number, but it felt like, you know, there was quite a few going out on Twitter. I think it's good that there's going to be that they got more than just the, you know, whoever got a box or whatever to go. But I could see that being a little hectic to try to manage of like,
it's fine. I'm going to somehow sign into my PlayStation account. I'm just going to record with the PlayStation, like, video feature and upload it to the cloud.
I need this booth for like 20 more minutes. I'm uploading to YouTube, and it's like the Wi-Fi's terrible right over here, so it's going to be
it'll be just another minute. So there goes my dreams of making a Husky Raid Saw Something Weird dance in Destiny 2 at that event. I was just going to gather every cosmetic that I could find and piece it together and get everybody to not focus on playing and put together a dance. Yeah.
There's going to be someone like, you're going to be at a booth going like, hey, can I get like no HUD?
Yeah.
And also, there's what's the weapon glitch? Do we know that yet? And someone's going
to
be like,
has anyone figured out how to get no gun at all?
You know, there's like a few people roaming just to make sure everything's still working in case they need some, you know, on the spot IT, you know, tech support. And they're just like, hey, like, can I get someone over here? Yeah. Is your monitor working? Yeah. No, I just need to film this thing. And I'm wondering if I could, you know, how you make the hand cannon go away. How do I do that? And they're just going to look at you.
It's like a thing. I'm trying to do a thing. I'm trying to do a thing. Yeah,
sir.
Do you know who I am?
Sir,
you
either play the game or give it to someone else.
This is how I play. This is how I play. That's what I'm going to say. That's going to be good.
I thought this game was for everyone, huh?
I am not. I don't feel included. Destiny 2, worst game ever. Theater Destiny mode was 2. Not on display.
Tryhards only.
Yes. Ugh. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, that's it. Oh, well. I didn't expect to be able to record anything anyway. I just thought it was. Yeah.
I was like, I don't have a laptop that can hold a charge for more than 20 minutes, so this works for me. I don't have to worry about it. Can I get one by the
Bones is running that senior in college special. He didn't buy a new laptop for 4 years, I see.
No. See, my laptop from college, my dad knocked a cup of coffee on top of it, so it was running fine. If I had it always plugged in, it never went into sleep mode, and I got a Bluetooth mouse and keyboard because I couldn't use the actual built-in keyboard. That thing just eventually like caught on fire. I don't know. It stopped running. So I just basically got everything off of it that I could, and then I took my mom's laptop when she bought like a little notebook for work, and I was just like, this is my new MacBook. So I have my mom's MacBook from like 2009, and it's not ready for any gameplay capture, I'll tell you that.
Sure, that'll do just fine with the old Elgato.
Yeah. I guess the only thing that's interesting to me about the email is just that the that it says specifically not to focus on gameplay screens at all in blogs or picture form, which is weird. I get not being able to capture, but if there is footage of it that exists, it's weird to me that I couldn't like take a picture of a thing on the screen and tweet that out.
It's just a way to prevent everyone just standing at their
just sitting there doing this the whole time. What if I'm someone waiting behind them like, and he's taking forever, so I'm just like zooming in on his screen taking pictures.
Get in there.
Yeah. Damn. That's me. Yeah, I'm just happen to be taking a picture, and
it's a pic of me in Destiny 2. See it?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, I'm this big in the frame.
Footage.
Destiny 2 is all this. Yeah,
I'm really expecting guys to like send pictures to the group DM that we have on Twitter.
Of course,
keep me informed, man. I want to be just remember us out there. You know, that aren't there. We're at home in our little rubber rooms eating our.
In our rubber room.
In your white room, yes. Oh, good, it's time for the reveal stream. And that story just gets up and they put him in front of a monitor and he watches.
Is it the time?
Is it time?
Stop the Enya record. Yeah, man.
I'm wondering if a bit of this event, in addition to, you know, letting you guys see the gameplay and stuff, I'm wondering if it's going to be kind of like the old reveal live streams they did for like House of Wolves. You remember when they had like an audience of streamers and Bungie employees watching while they play something live? I wonder if that's going to be a part of it, like something like that.
Yeah. I mean,
if it is, wave to me because I'll be waving to you guys on the other side of the Twitch page.
I'm gonna bring signs like a WWE event with like posters with like Deej and Cosmo's face on them with really bad puns. I'm ready for this.
Yeah,
I'm expecting
just that
things,
one Deej
man.
Look. Let's get all the Bungie emotes and put them up there.
Oh yeah,
print them out.
I'm expecting confetti cannons sign. At least. You know, confetti cannons and lots of laser lights and a huge display. And maybe Meatloaf is going to appear to do a song.
You know, I am really, really, really interested in this keynote because obviously this will be a little more choreographed than the average Bungie stream. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll not just be wandering around the social space. I mean, that we could see more trailer, like different footage at the beginning. I don't know if someone's going to be sort of on stage just talking to us like an E3 style presentation where there's screens behind them and maybe they're playing it or something like that. But for and it's like it's set for an hour. It goes from 10 a.m. to I guess 11 is when the play whatever starts. So I imagine something really, really cool. And man, it's going to be like the best way to learn about a favorite game is to watch a nice presentation where they lay out like, here's the coolest new thing. Everything. And then this other thing is really cool. And they know exactly how to get people hyped. So I think that's going to be a real highlight of the day.
Yeah, man.
Even though Mega's gonna lick me, and that'll be probably around number 6.
I'm gonna wait right until it's like the very end of the keynote, and they're teasing some huge thing that I can see you getting excited for, and you're just gonna feel it start up
your
cheek.
You're gonna ruin the experience.
The whole thing.
Just be like, they're gonna flash some sort of like big reveal, like it's like this is who the stranger is, and the second that happens, you like lick it, and I'm like,
it's in my eye, dude,
and I'm like looking away, and I miss it.
You could take it one step into a really bad zone by having a nice roast garlic chicken dinner beforehand.
Oh,
as well.
Please don't.
I mean, what else am I going to eat? I got to be fueled. I need protein before this.
You're going to have a garlic chicken dinner at 9 a.m. before the keynote?
Yes. Garlic chicken dinner.
Bones is rethinking this whole idea of us sharing a lift to the event.
I was going to invite you over for breakfast, but now I'm not sure if I want to.
No. I'll come for breakfast, but I'm bringing my own garlic chicken over.
Baked chicken. He's just done.
Right, I've got a coffee. I've got bagels. If you want some cereal, I can do that. Plop big chicken on the counter.
Like, nah, I'm good, fam. I got you.
Yeah. Okay, well, guys,
right on.
I think for the last 15 minutes, we could go for questions at this point.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think we could.
Mm-hmm. So, anyone in the chat that wants to spam us a question about anything in particular, go ahead while we peruse our questions on Twitter. I do believe.
We had a tweet up, yeah.
We had a fair few.
Yes.
And for anyone who doesn't know, the Destiny 2 live streaming event is going to be this Thursday, May 18th. Yeah. Be ready, because it's going to be big.
Oh, I like this one from Daddy Fat Snaps. How many women has Mega Magwitch pulled since trimming that beard?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to brag,
how many?
You know,
I'd
say a whopping zero, boys.
All of
my
them.
Entire. Everyone. We went over to my wife's family. Like her grandparents and her parents and all that, they're all there for Mother's Day. Not a single person even noticed that I trimmed my beard. I was like, it is
like,
literally
you still have that, huh?
6 inches shorter, and nobody notices any difference at all. Whatever.
We noticed.
Whatever,
man. We noticed.
Thank you. I've said several times, I feel like a classic housewife stereotype, like in a sitcom who gets her hair done and nobody notices
anything?
And she gets upset. Yeah. Like, how could you not notice?
Now you know how it feels.
Hello? Yeah.
Notice
so
anything
I'm with you.
Different about me?
Has it been
so,
dying?
Ladies, I understand the struggle. Is
there's
all
less highlights in there as well, I've noticed, Mega.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's like... just the red gets more noticeable as it gets long,
redder.
But it's not me changing anything, I promise you. That's just how it is. I don't know why my beard grows in red, but...
Right,
if anything, I think people like me less. I think I've got less women interested.
Less likable.
Yeah. The more of my face you can see, the worse it is.
All right. This is another good one. Mr. Aeris, if there was a competition in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe between you all, who would win?
What game mode?
Now we're talking real shit, all right? Destiny is one thing, but now we're talking real shit. So, I haven't actually played Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, but I'm pretty good at Mario Kart 8. I can't imagine it's that much of a change. I'm feeling pretty confident that I could actually roll out decently on this one.
Yeah, I feel like I've always been pretty confident in my MK skills, and we have it on the Wii U. But I just worry that I think the Black League and Mega are some like hardcore Nintendo fanboys, so like they've got that experience. Like I've played a lot of Nintendo in my life, but they're like real committed to it. I'm like, does it have to be on the Switch? I guess if it's deluxe,
because
I've never even held a
Switch,
and anyone who's used it before probably has a little bit of advantage. I'd guess.
I'll bring my pro controller for you. All right, it's cozy. It's a comfy controller, man.
Can we sit like the ad for the Switch where everyone like. circles around at a party, at a social event, around that mm-hmm. one tiny screen, and we all just kind of play that game
well,
as opposed
I'll do
to
that
like
the
enjoying
I'll bring it to the
company.
D2 reveal. You, me, and Fallout can play Mario Kart 8 during the boring keynote that I'm sure we're not going to
at the D2
anyway.
Playing
like,
Mario
just
Kart.
Put a seat underneath in front of you.
All right.
No, we
people
have Smash
are like
Bros.
Watching
we
it on stream, and you just hear like a loud "fuck" and like the camera cuts.
Blue
and
shell,
got hit with a blue shell just in the middle of the stream.
Yeah.
There's a good one.
Oh my God.
I'm not even going to try and say that username. Kia LCFC. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. What if the Destiny 2 game turns out to be poor or not to the standard of Destiny 1? Will you continue to play or stream it or what? Well, I think a lot of us aren't going to ignore the fact that we have no idea what it's going to be like. I think the chances of it being poor are probably very slim. But,
yeah.
You know, let's say hypothetically in a world where it was not very good. I think everyone would probably disappear like the rapture, you know. So
like,
just don't go there. Let's visit that one after the reveal.
Also, if it's not living up to the standards of D1, the bar is set right there in the middle.
Yeah. Especially the original launch for D1, which was just kind of middling at best for that first month or so. But honestly, I mean, yeah, there's a chance that it could, you know, not be up to the standard that we're expecting, but it's kind of hard to imagine them not looking at Destiny 1, everything they've learned in Destiny 1, and applying that to the game that they're building from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't imagine with everything we've got in the game right now, like, take PvE for an example. PvE is the most engaging and rewarding in Destiny right now that it has ever been. Mm-hmm. There's so many things you can do, so many things to play, so many sources of rewards. I can't imagine we're going to get Destiny 2 and like have the same issue we had in Destiny 1 where it's like extremely hard to level up and extremely hard to get legendary stuff and build your character. It would be surprising if they didn't take all the lessons they've learned to make Destiny 1 the great game that it is right now and not apply that to Destiny 2.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for all the times I've said like, oh, I can't wait to see new mechanics or the new way guns operate or what are classes doing or is there going to be a brawler? And I hope so much of that will change. But at the same time, there's a reason I still play this damn game for 3 years. Like, there's a lot of things that is really good. And I think they're going to obviously take those good parts and move them with us and stuff. So I think it's only trying to just do what is already pretty great.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
We make a lot of fun of decisions in Destiny a lot, and at Bungie's expense, we make some jokes every now and then. I think people forget that they have a pretty solid track record on video games, and they'd have to be like inhuman levels of incompetence from people that I know are actually amazing at their jobs for them to disappoint me in this game, for it to somehow be worse than Destiny 1 is right now. Yeah. Like, it's at least as good as Destiny 1. There's just no way that it wouldn't be. I don't know. Like, it's impossible
before.
For me to even imagine that world, I guess.
We've not seen it with Bungie, but we've seen it with other... I mean, like, Battlefield 3, amazing in every way, shape, or form. And then Battlefield 4 came along, and DICE tried to put so much stuff... new stuff, and they succeeded. They added loads of new dimensions that the fans really wanted. However, the game was a train wreck, you know, so it's like it doesn't happen. And I think it doesn't happen through ignorance or negligence or anything like that. It happens because developers want to push the boundaries of things. They want to be like, they want to make it great. It's like, you know, like making the best piece of art that you possibly can, and sometimes you go too far, you know, and break it. But we don't know. It's all speculation. Mm-hmm. We'll find out on when we get it in our hands, I guess, for the beta, how it's actually going to play, but how it's going to look and how it's going to operate, we'll find out in a few days. So, you know, I think let's reserve a lot of speculation for that. But, like, I think it's a good thing to skim over for sure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We've had quite a lot of questions, actually. The questions are all busy.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? There was one... name, this is from Mr. Taz. What would be the one thing to ruin the D2 reveal for you personally?
Mega licking my face.
I knew you
Mega not licking bones. I was going to say, not getting the chance to lick bones.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, if my tongue doesn't make contact with bone's skin in some way, then the event is ruined for me. That's all I can say. If I don't, the one thing I'm reporting on, I'm not talking about D2 at all the next time I'm on this podcast. I'm only reporting on what does Bones taste like. I'm going to be like one of those wine connoisseurs who, like, they're like, here, lick this boot and then chew on this piece of wood and eat a grape and it tastes just like this wine. I'm going to find that comparison for Bones' skin.
It's nutty and very fruity at the same time.
I detect a hint of pepper.
A fruity bouquet, indeed. For me, go for it, Link.
Go for it.
No, you first,
Link.
Man. No, you.
I've spoken. I want to know your opinion. Yes, get all your thoughts, please.
I was just going to say, it's probably not going to ruin the Destiny 2 reveal for me, but if they, if this thing starts up and it's like 30 FPS from a cinematic vision, I'm gonna have a slight migraine. Because...
Let's just hope they don't, like, if any game comes out at 30 frames per second, I'll play it and we'll all be over it pretty soon. But, like, let's just hope there's no, the human eye can only see.
Yeah, there's no VR.
Just omit that whole section.
Yeah, just cut that out. You don't,
can
we don't
skip
need that
the
anymore.
Part where we pretend like we buy that for even a second, guys?
What would ruin it for me is if they were like, you know what? Enough annoying people on Twitter. You know, they really changed our minds. So, yeah, you can move up all your gear from all of Destiny 1 into Destiny 2. And I'd be like, no! No! But I don't think
Bad
that'll
Bungie,
happen.
Stop.
I ain't worried.
How about you, Mega?
I mean, the things that you said would also infuriate me. I guess... the thing that Bones, when he started to say, I thought for a second he was going to say they announced, like, they're not going to have trials or anything like that in there.
Oh,
and that would,
man.
That would just, like, the thing that people for some reason think might be a thing. If that was a thing, that would absolutely, like, ruin it for me, knowing that there's no trials. Like, what? Like, that's such a huge component of the game. Even when I didn't play it, I was still like, that's, like, half the game. It'd be weird. I mean, I guess something different is okay, but... Yeah. But I want the same, just better. That's the rules.
Yeah.
Everything has
to be
the same.
I had a nightmare about my worry. Like, it was a full-on, like, movie-style nightmare, waking up in a cold sweat, screaming,
no!
And that was, they would announce that the whole game is in third person. So
I'd be kind of into that. Yeah.
It was a nightmare situation that was, but yeah. Anyway, I suppose it's okay to cover the negatives. We've hyped it up and discussed a lot of the positives and the fact that we're all piss panting ourselves waiting for this reveal. We can speak about the worries, I guess.
Most of these I'm not all that really concerned about.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Back in that white room.
Just keep repeating to yourself. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
This is fine. It's gonna be good. It's definitely gonna be good.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be pretty good.
I love this. It's gonna be good.
I desperately hope that this game is good and it doesn't ruin their lives.
Because if it's not, I don't know. If it's not good,
it's not good.
I'm gonna have to, like, pull Bones away from traffic if the reveal's not good. Like, he just walks outside.
Where did Bones go? Where is he? Just see the back of me walking in a straight line right now.
Okay, I like this one from Praying for Praetorian. What legendary non-meta weapon are you still grinding for or hoping to get, and what's the role you want on it, and why?
Saw that
great
question.
Well, I only grind for meta weapons, so you guys can answer.
I'd still need to grind for a Saladin's Vigil on PlayStation.
Really?
That's not quite the meta, so that's my best answer. That's it is good. I love using it on Xbox, but I don't have one at all on PlayStation, so that's what I'm currently grinding for.
I would say the Doctrine of Passing. I never got one of those back during the Taken King.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now that you can get it from the auto rifle bounty in the Crucible, so it's like you got a really small chance. We've had that bounty pop up twice ever since the Crucible Quartermaster got these bounties, and both times I got freaking deal breakers. It's a garbage gun, and I'm mad about it, but the hunt continues, so I'm still chasing that Doctrine.
I've been messing around on my alt quite a bit lately because it's more fun than playing on an account that has everything. Yeah. And, you know, get to practice, like, what if I can't use Axion Bolts, you know, actually use a different grenade. And I got, well, I picked up that Palindrome, the rangefinder Icarus. So I'm like, okay, yeah. That was 3 years of grinding on one character. And then I just bought it on the next and got my God Roll. And I had God Roll Matador drop the first week I had that account. And then I did the sniper rifle bounty and I got the Winged Word, which was my favorite sniper. And I was like, what's happening? Why am I getting all the guns?
You're being rewarded.
What do I do now? In like 3 weeks.
I've only got one gun that I want. And it is a meta. I'm a meta whore, so...
Icebreaker.
No, I got that. I've got that's good. Oh. I've been using that this weekend, amongst other things. But no, it's a sure shot, rangefinder, rifled, hidden hand, Luna.
That's the one.
That's still chasing. The one that I want.
Yep.
I've only ever.
Yeah, that's really the only thing I could take that palindrome out of anyone's hand is a hidden hand, rangefinder, rifle, Luna. Yeah, and absolutely. I'm not like concerned if I don't get that. That one or. I have a, you know, my not like the others that I absolutely love. I wouldn't mind to have one with a hidden hand instead of life support. Like life support, real good, very solid gun, works great. But like, if one happened to drop with hidden hand, even better. But those are just sort of like,
I would icing on the cake. Like a baboon and scream until I couldn't scream anymore if I got one of those.
Story, I hope you're recording when you get that Luna. I feel
so
it.
Do I.
But I just
want
to see you when you get it. I miss, there's, just if you ever feel like some nostalgia, go just like Google like first exotic drops on Destiny or something like that. I know there's some good ones from big streamers. There's one I particularly love from Texas Prod. He started a PlayStation account before this big PlayStation tournament because he was an Xbox guy and he was going to go into this tournament with like nothing in year one, like real bad loadout and on like an almost finished Blade Dancer. And he did, what did he do? I think he might've like, he did a Vault of Glass the morning, like literally an hour before this tournament to start. Cause he's like, I just need some exotics to drop. So he gets Hawkmoon to drop from the chest, and he literally just starts like bouncing up and down out of his chair, and he's like, "I got it, I got it, I got it!" And then he uses Hawkmoon for the turning. And plus, Xbox guy, that was his first Hawkmoon too.
Yeah,
it's not like he had it on his other account. He was, it's just a large man just screaming like a little child. Yeah. Like that is what I'm looking forward to a lot. A lot come September.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. That feeling of just all new weapons, all new armor, all new lore and stuff, and just started. There's something special about starting fresh. I've got a real connection to the weapons and the lore and the armor and stuff of Destiny. But there's just something special about starting fresh and then having a completely unknown horizon in front of you full of things that you can get for the first time, and I cannot freaking wait.
I'm so excited to get a new gun and not have somebody already there to tell me, "Oh, that gun sucks. Don't use that gun." Yeah.
Someone in your head.
I
want to
find
like
out it sucks on my own.
That's awesome, guys. And that does bring us to time, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode 119 of the Planet Destiny podcast.
Yeah, boy.
Link, would you like to take us away? Before a raid with the slick and smooth outro that you're so famous for.
Right on. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to episode 119 of the Planet Destiny podcast, the one right before the Destiny 2 gameplay reveal event. Again, that is going live this Thursday, May 18th. What is it, 10 a.m. Pacific time? 1 p.m. Eastern time?
Right on.
So make sure you're there. Make sure you're watching. We will have people on the ground getting their chance to see Destiny 2 up close, and we will be having news coverage for that coming out throughout the week. But all right, before we get on out of here, we're going to let you guys know where you can find us all across the internet. Bones, where you at? What you got going on, man?
Twitter, @Bones_CR. I will be at the D2 event, and I'll be trying to tweet some pics of me and my friends. Me and my friends, and no screen shots of the game, because that's dumb. Just all the buddies I'm really looking forward to meet. I also want to say, I guess we'll talk before it comes out on Sunday, next Sunday, but episode 100 of Crucible Radio comes out on Monday the 22nd, And there's some, it's going to be our talk about D2, and there's some other fun stuff. Mega Magwitch will be making an appearance currently unnamed role. Really fun stuff we're working on. And I'm very, very proud of it. It's like kind of the end of season one of Crucible Radio. So tune into that. Story, what you got?
Well, you can find me by looking at my name down here and going to Twitch TV. And then put this in there, the spelt down there, Story Machine. And visit me and come say hello. I'll be streaming pretty much the most of the week. Come say hello. Link.
Yo, what up? Hi, how's it going, Mr. Story Before Sheen? My name is The Black Link. You guys can find me pretty much everywhere on the internet at The Black Link. Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. This week we've got, our usual live streams going up on the PD channel Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, although we've got Destiny Maintenance on Wednesday, so I'm not sure if, the game will be up for a live stream then. Thursday's gonna be a big day. We will be basically streaming into the Bungie live stream event, so make sure you're there. I usually start at around 11 a.m. Eastern time, and we just coast right on into those Bungie DMs. And, other than that, you know, the usual guide videos that I do for PD coming up this week. Stuff like that, you know. I'm reliable. The same thing every week. You guys know.
Consistent.
Mega.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can count on me. Mega.
Boom. You can, go to twitch.tv/husky_raid, where I stream every morning on the week during the week, but I guess I'll really only be on 2 days this week because I'm also traveling to LA for this D2 reveal, where you can see me tweeting out the same pictures as Bones from a different perspective at Husky Raid Guys. And, you can also go to our YouTube where, we've been known to post Machinima, and season two of that may be coming very soon. Mm. So, definitely keep your eyes peeled there. Yeah, and but now I have no one to hand it off to, and that's normally like it's Link's job to like end it, and I always hand it off to him at the end.
Take over, go.
No, refuse. Pass. Hard pass. Link.
Hard pass.
Take us out.
To the next person.
I
all right,
can't handle
I got you,
the
man.
Pressure.
Don't worry, I got you, fam. I'll get that interception. But all right, once again, thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to episode 119 of the Planet Destiny podcast. You guys have yourself a wonderful week. We're psyched for Destiny 2, and we'll catch you in the next one.